no mistake about it, all of these concepts and ideas that will come to us that will ultimately be used for evil will always be presented to us on the basis of that they're good for society because they will either bring us security or they will be a matter of personal convenience. And today, we're being sold on the concept of biochip implant technology. Why is that? Well, first of all, there is a security factor. In fact, children can be implanted with biochip implants and so forth, and so that if someone grabs that child, they can track them and find them and so forth. And I want to tell you, I don't know of a parent or a grandparent that would not want their child or grandchild chipped in order to keep them safe. I don't know of anyone who would not want that done. And we're being taunted, or rather that idea is being touted to us, and soon that will be a reality. And many people are afraid of that idea. In fact, Sandra and I were in Tulsa preaching back a number of months ago, and we drove by a pet clinic. And there on the sign, it was the Wedgwood Pet Clinic in Tulsa. And on the sign it said, chip your pet today. In other words, bring your pet in, let's chip them, and that way, you know, if they're lost, we know who they belong to, and so forth. This idea that started in pets, it's rapidly moving to adults. Just a few days ago, I was with a friend of mine who's with IBM, and he is in a division where they're working on all of these different chip implant ideas. For example, you've probably heard, as previewed on Good Morning America, the medicine chip. And what that medicine chip does, it has all of your medications programmed into that chip. It's very tiny. You just swallow that. And what that medicine chip does for you is that as your body needs the medication, it disperses it throughout your system automatically, which means that you'll be able to throw away pill boxes. You won't have to wonder, well, did I take my medicine? Did I not take my medicine? Let me tell you, as I look around this room, there are a lot of young people here today, and that's not an issue with you. But I want to tell you, I also see some other folks in this room, and that is an issue to you. Because we do tend to forget sometimes, did I do this or did I not do that? Well, that medicine chip takes away the question mark. Today, there are all kinds of implant technology out there. Applied Digital Solutions has a patent to market to the American public. All types of biochip implant technology, and the world is going to grasp this idea. Now, Christians say, but should we not be afraid of that? I mean, after all, could that not be the mark of the beast? Because after all, it'll be a way to number people. It'll be a way to monitor their actions and their goings about and so forth. Shouldn't we be afraid of that? Well, I personally am not concerned about that technology, and I want to tell you why. The Bible says clearly in Revelation 13 that the mark is going to be on the forehead or on the hand. It doesn't talk about being underneath, and the Greek word for mark is a word that has but one definition, and that word simply by definition is to be engraved upon. I don't think biochip implant technology is the thing we have to be concerned about, but what I do want you to understand from this technology is that this technology sets the stage for the world to receive a mark that ultimately will be used in some technological way to track their being. Now, here's something that's important for us to understand.